It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Last month, Colorado became the first state to approve so-called right-to-try legislation. Supporters say it will allow terminally ill patients to use experimental medications that haven't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Opponents say right-to-try will actually have a negative effect on the development of newer and safer drugs. Arizonans will have the opportunity to vote on a right-to-try ballot initiative in the fall. The Goldwater Institute is a prime mover behind the measure. With me for a few minutes is a supporter of right-to-try, Paulina Morris. Paulina, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background, why Right to Try is so personal for you?
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Steve. The reason why it's so important, Proposition 303 and Right to Try for my family, is my son Diego was diagnosed at the age of 11 with osteosarcoma and went through an extensive amount of chemotherapy and cancer treatment. And it was brought to our attention that there was a drug that was showing very promising results with osteosarcoma patients in trials here in the United States. And the drug was approved in just about every other country. And we decided we needed to get that drug for our child and save his life and move to London for 9 months. Mm. And we want to make sure that children and adults, people here in Arizona, have access to drugs that haven't gone through the lengthy FDA process but have passed basic safety tests and make it available to people here in Arizona.
How is Diego doing now?
He's doing very well, thank you. He's cancer-free, thank God, and busy in school. He's 13 and busy with junior high and academics and sports and social activities.
So how frustrated did his experience make you with the current system of drug approval?
Incredibly frustrated. I mean, you can imagine the trauma that you face when your child has a life-threatening illness, terminal illness, dealing with all of the shock and medical facts and decisions you have to make for your child, and then learning that you can't get access to drugs here in the United States is incredibly frustrating, to put it mildly.
So, Paulina, what did Diego's doctors say to you, whether on the record or off? Were they empathetic? Did they try to convince you to do other things as opposed to going to England?
Well, no. We spoke to physicians around the country and around the world, actually, who had worked with this drug, who believed in it, and were very realistic with us. So physicians who were familiar with the drug were quite positive about seeking this drug if we could do it. It's very difficult for families to just pick up and move to another country. So the problem is, Steve, is that when you're here in the U.S. and a drug hasn't been approved by the FDA, it's really not even raised as an issue with the physicians caring for your loved one. Why would they, since it's impossible to get it here in the U.S.? So it was actually a friend of ours who's a physician, a radiation oncologist, who brought this drug to our attention, brought the studies and the research and data, and said, you know, if it were my child, and he felt that Diego was like his child, he would go and seek this treatment.
Paula, let me delve into a little bit more into Prop 303, the right to try measure. Some people are afraid there isn't enough regulation necessarily. Others are concerned that insurance companies wouldn't be required to pay for treatment. Any thoughts on this being a concern of a have and have nots? Those who have a little bit more as far as financial resources could try things that maybe those who don't have that income couldn't.
But that's the issue right now, Steve. I mean, children, adults don't have access to these drugs and can't move to another country. That's incredibly cost prohibitive. It's been very difficult for my family. So talk about the haves and the have-nots. We should have access to these drugs in the United States and make it even realistic to people here who can't just pick up and go.
Paulina, from your perspective then, is this a case of big government getting in the way, or does the FDA have legitimate reasons for holding off on some of these?
You know, this isn't about politics. This is about saving families. It's about saving lives. It's incredibly difficult for people to pick up and move to another country. It was difficult for my family and, you know, my younger son, and uprooting him from his school and his friends and his family. And when you think about it, Steve, healthcare isn't just about the drugs. It's also about being around your loved ones and your friends and your support system and being in your own bed. And we had to leave our puppy at the time. And so many things that go into treating illness we didn't have because we had to be in another country.
Paulina, finally, there are some also who are concerned that even if Arizona voters do approve Prop 303, that there will still be federal restrictions, that the FDA would still have some overseeing power. Is that a concern as well, that people might get very emotional about this, vote in favor, and then it won't actually do anything?
Well, no, and I look at it as, you know, many good things in our country have started it at the state level. I think it was Justice Brandeis who said states are the laboratories of democracy. So many good things occur at the state and local level and with federal oversight. It's provided for in our fabric, in our Constitution.
Paulina Morris is a supporter of Right to Try, Proposition 303. Arizona voters will have their chance to vote on it in November. Paulina, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Steve.
And we'll be hearing from an opponent of Proposition 303 in the weeks to come on Here and Now as well.